Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like me with 1, 2, 3. Sports the Max is on the air commencing 8 o'clock. We turn it over to the Twins. Joe Vavra will join us. Interesting guy you're going to enjoy as well. He's a pitcher. And I'll just tell you that, 7:35 tonight. Here's the question that I got for you. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. You people were wonderful participants last night in this program. And tonight I ask you this, and I'll get into details as to why I ask it here in a minute. If someone was moving here from somewhere else and they said, we're either going to live in Minneapolis or St. Paul, one of those two, where should I live and why? What would you tell them? If it was down to just Minneapolis or St. Paul, we're not bringing the suburbs into this. We're not bringing in Hudson, Wisconsin, or any of that stuff. It's Minneapolis or St. Paul. Where would you tell them to live and why? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I mean, would you base it on crime? Would you base it on the river? Would you base it on? I don't know. But I think it's a good question and a fair question that helps us identify our strengths and weaknesses in the Twin Cities metro area. And it's something that we have to constantly look at and evolve and say, where is the best place to raise a family? Or maybe if you're single to live, or maybe you're retiring to live. And if you boil it down to Minneapolis or St. Paul, there's some compelling pros and cons to both. And I thought, well, this would be an interesting topic for our callers to call in on or to text in on. 651-461-9226. Today I was leaving the Vikings out in Eagan. And I was coming off of Dodd Road there, and it takes 62 West, and then all of a sudden that road is closed. Next thing you know, you're on 13, and you're going north. And the next thing you know, you're on 35 E, which you could have got on right off of 494 if you'd have known the damn road was closed going in. Instead, now you're trying, okay, so now you get on 35 and you're going 35 and you get to towards downtown St. Paul and the place comes to a standstill. And it's not that the traffic is so big right now in terms of great volume and numbers. It's that there's so much road construction with no rhyme or reason to it that you're screwed. And you got to kind of wait. And I'm thinking, I got to get 94 West. What's the easiest way to get 94 West from here to get back to Minneapolis? And I'm thinking side street, or do I just follow this for a bit? I worst case scenario, if I can't get out of this lane, I'll have to stay until I get to 36, go over to 35, pick it up that way. None of those were great options, by the way. But I couldn't believe it. Almost looks, I mean, if you didn't know any better, you'd swear they have absolutely no concept of what they're doing in terms of road construction and how it affects the big picture. Eventually, I got off, got up by the state capitol, wind my way around on the side streets, get on 94 West, and then look at 94 East, and it's at a standstill. So 35 and 94, both at a standstill near downtown St. Paul. And 94 East is backed up from downtown at least to Lexington. And I'm going, what is the plan here? And weren't a lot of these things supposed to be taken care of during COVID? Weren't a lot of these item issues supposed to, hey, we don't have much traffic right now. It's safe to work outside during COVID. By golly, let's dig in. Let's get those highways taken care of so that that our people will have a better chance to move around more freely once we're done and take advantage of this. And instead, I'm telling you, I'd love to see the area. I'd love to put a drone up and see where all this orange cones are and everything else, and then look at it and dissect it and say, what in the hell are they thinking? Do they just want to punish us? Is this a power thing? Is this a power play? It says, hey, we're from the Department of Transportation, and you serve at our leisure. But anyway, that got me through St. Paul and over to Minneapolis. And while I'm driving those, I'm going, I wonder what city is a better quality of life right now. I wonder what city offers more. I wonder what city people feel safer in. I wonder what city people feel access to things that they want access to. And you know, St. Paul offers, you know, they've got the neighborhoods, right? And Minneapolis does too, to an extent, depending on which part of Minneapolis you're in. But there's kind of a sense of we take care of ourselves in certain neighborhoods, the east side, this and that. But they got lots of problems too. You know, South St. Paul and some of the violence you've seen over there. And then you got downtown St. Paul, which, you know, if there's not a ball game going on, there's not a lot going on. A hockey game or a Saints game on the other side. But maybe that's okay. Maybe people like that. And I'm going, well, what's the better quality of life, Minneapolis or St. Paul? Minneapolis offers some things. Target Field, Target Center, U.S. Bank Stadium, those things, the Guthrie, et cetera, et cetera. But they also offer a lot of bad stuff. I mean, there's lots of elements there. There's lots of, you know, they're selling drugs and open, you know, if you want to see them move fentanyl, just walk down Nicollet Mall. And I always talk to the community groups there, and they say, I said, what are they doing over there? Why are they bent down talking to each other? They say, well, they're selling fentanyl. Okay. That sounds great. But I wondered if the dial had moved at all. Because at one point in time, Minneapolis, the dominant city, I wondered if in the last couple of years, if anything's evolved out of COVID and the George Floyd riots and all that's gone with it, does St. Paul become at some point more desirable than Minneapolis? Or has it always been? It's just that Minneapolis gets more of the fanfare. I don't know. But I thought, which is the better city, Minneapolis or St. Paul? 651-461-9226. You can text us, but I prefer calls because it's fun to dialogue with you people, especially you smart ones. 651-461-9226. And you know, St. Paul's got the colleges, and they got Snelling Avenue and Highland Park over there, and they've got, you know, the fairgrounds, you know, during the state fair. You can make a buck or two if you live over there and you want to let people park on your lawn. So there's some upside there, I guess. But it doesn't feel like there's the energy that you have in Minneapolis. And maybe that's good. Maybe we're at a point where that feels pretty good right now. To not have all the hubbub and the this and the that, I don't know. But they still got crime in St. Paul, too. And it seems like not as often as Minneapolis, but, you know, there's enough of it where you go, okay, it's got my attention. That's for sure. I've done a couple stories over there about, you know, the kids, and they say, oh, yeah, there's gang violence and all that stuff here that you didn't expect. But they said it's real, and it's real in St. Paul, too, and getting out of here ain't easy. I did a story once on a kid. He was a great basketball player, great potential, and he never really got off the ground. He played at junior college. He had a full-ride scholarship to Division I school, and I think he fathered a couple of kids and decided he needed to come back here and take responsibility. While he was here, one afternoon he's up playing basketball in a park, and I guess he's like 20 years old now, 21 years old at this point in time. This was last year. A kid that's in 14 or 15 comes, they get in a carjacking kind of a situation when he's back by his car. I don't know all the details, but he gets shot four times. He goes into critical condition. He goes in the hospital. He came out of there, and he's okay. He's functioning again. But he got shot four times in broad daylight by a kid that he said was 14 or 15 years old. So I'm not saying that's... That doesn't describe St. Paul. I don't think it's like that on a regular basis. And you never know, as I have learned, as I've studied this and been through a lot of it over the last couple of years, you never know for sure if they knew each other or not. You know what I'm saying? Was it random or was he a target? I don't know. 651-461-9226. Here's a text. I was driving last night and couldn't text in. Please have Mike address the fact that unless you have a smartphone with the Twins app, you can't get into a game. Found that out in April when I went to the ticket window. Ordered 15 tickets for self and friends and was told I couldn't get paper tickets. Walked away with nothing. I'm not quite sure what that means. What does that mean? Chris Tubbs, do you know?
I think it kind of goes into that conversation last night that you were talking about, you know, just having to download apps in order to access everything. So,
but you can walk up to the ticket window and get tickets physically, can't you?
I didn't know that they didn't. I know that everything's digital. I didn't know that you go and they don't have any paper tickets. I thought you could.
Well, I didn't know that it required a smartphone specific either. Did you?
Yeah, no, I did not. I mean, I go through the ballpark app, so I guess I'm just so used to it, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that, I think that just kind of comes into, you know, trying to streamline everything from last night, so.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't know. We'll get Chris on that and full report tomorrow night after the Twins game, right, Tubbsy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break, come back with the phone calls. What's better, Minneapolis or St. Paul right now? What's a better quality of life, a better place to live? You tell us. Sports to the Max at WCCO. All right, we got primaries, too, going on tonight nationally. You'll probably have to go somewhere else to get the results on those. We don't do primary coverage here. If it's not a general election, I'm not interested. You got to get to the big time before we bring it to you on Sports to the Max. And you can have primaries here, there, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, do whatever you want. But it's got to be the big time if we can give the results on this show. 651-461-9226. Minneapolis or St. Paul? How are they playing out right now, and is that different than years past? Let's go to Daniel in Minneapolis. Daniel, you're on Sports to the Max as we take a little diversion, but this does tie into sports as well because for some people, being close to ballparks and arenas is a big big ticket item for them in their lifestyle. Go ahead, Daniel.
It is the being near the sports thing is a big deal, and I think that's one reason why I like Minneapolis over St. Paul in terms of a place to live is because there's just so many convenient, fun things to get to very easily. I'm originally from L.A., and it is really nice out here that you don't have to drive, you know, an hour to get everywhere. Even though the traffic has been worse lately, it still is better than it has been in the past. I will say what you were saying about, you know, being around the Nicollet Mall and feeling kind of tensed up because there's some individuals hanging around. That is valid, but I still feel like even with that danger of I could be attacked, I still prefer Minneapolis to St. Paul because I just go to St. Paul and there's nothing to do. I saw a movie.
Well, you know, if something to do is high on your list, St. Paul does challenge you a little bit. I mean, if you're going to a game, yeah. If you're going to the state fair, that's 10 days a year. The Saints, the Wild, et cetera. But in terms of just something, you know, they're not Ferris wheels and kayaks and things like that.
No, I mean, St. Paul, it really doesn't have anything up on Minneapolis in terms of.
Well, it's kind of like they don't really try. I mean, West 7th is buzzing in terms of restaurants and whatnot. You got Wally Westcott's used merchandise there, extraordinary. There's some fun things there. But in terms of just things to do, like if you go to Minneapolis, you can go run around the lake, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Now, Minneapolis seems to want to try to bring people in, and St. Paul almost tries to want to keep people out. You know, they like the people they got there, but they don't really want visitors.
Well, maybe that's it. You know? Maybe that's exactly what they want, and they play it that way, and it works well. Daniel, thank you for your call.
You got it.
651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Text or call us. Minneapolis or St. Paul. I don't know if there's been a change. I can tell you this. Both of them are going to have a tough time attracting businesses to come and work and set up shop there. I don't think there's a lease available right now, even if it's free, that would entice many businesses right now because of the uncertainty still and the volatility that we live in, and then the fact that if you've got employees, depending on how big your company is, let's say, and they're saying, we want to stay home, and at least some of them, or some days a week, they're going to stay home, you're going, well, how much space do I need now? You know, and I think both Minneapolis and St. Paul are going to be the losers in commercial real estate over the suburbs. I think the suburbs will be able to out-recruit them, offer more, give the perception of more of a safer venue, and I think that's going to be a very difficult thing for the downtowns to overcome. Let's go to Paul in East St. Paul. Paul, you're on.
Oh, hi, Mike. I love your show.
Thank you.
I premised my comments with saying I've traveled to 46 states, been to every major city in the U.S.
Okay, so let me just stop you right there, Paul.
Countries.
Which four have you not been to?
I have not been to Vermont, New Mexico, Kansas, and West Virginia.
Okay, I don't think you've missed much, but go ahead.
Okay, and I've been to 44 countries, and I've lived in South Minneapolis, Southeast, Northeast Minneapolis, and Mack Groveland.
Oh, wow.
And And I will tell you, in the 70s and 80s, clearly Minneapolis and St. Paul both were in the top, easily in the top 1% of the world of places to live.
Really, you put them that high, huh? Oh, for not, people not familiar, the first two places you mentioned are Minneapolis, Mac Grovelands, and St. Paul, just for people that don't know the names of. But go ahead.
Right. So, you know, people look at international, the rest of the world, and kind of assume it's so much better. I hate to inform people, most places are far worse.
That's really true.
And today, okay, it isn't in the, these cities are not in the one top 1%. I'd premise it saying they're in the top 5% in the world.
They're, I see. So maybe they moved back a little bit, but they're still pretty damn nice is what you're saying.
Exactly. Now, I would prefer to answer your specific question, St. Paul over Minneapolis, for two reasons. Number one, the number one role of government is to keep people safe. That's job one.
Yep.
And St. Paul is not as understaffed with their police, has not gone with quite as strong eliminate police approach as Minneapolis. So I feel safer going into St. Paul than I do going into Minneapolis. Secondly, historically, and this has always been true, and I think it's still true, Minneapolis is more of a city for singles. As your first caller said, not enough to do in St. Paul. I would guess he's single. St. Paul's more of a place for families.
Good point.
And so as I form my family, we moved to St. Paul, which is a little quieter, a little more family-oriented and less single-oriented. But to tell you the truth, I would live in neither one because both are taking on a direction, which is we want people to live in condos or apartments in a small area, call it 800 square feet, ride the train, not have a car, do what the government tells you to do, and shut up. And that's not my...
I'm hearing you. Yep. Mass transit, everything's here. And by the way, you pay for everything from the time you step out the door.
And don't try and park in our city.
And don't park in our city. Please don't park in our city because I'll give you... Thank you for your call. Today, I parked at a meter in Minneapolis, and I'm reminded. Folks, it's like a four-step process. And God help you if you haven't been there before because you have to identify the number of your meter, so you have to remember if you walk a half block away what the number of your meter is. It's like a five-digit number. And then you do that, and then it says verifying space. So then that takes a while. And then it says how much time do you want, but it doesn't say how much it costs for the time. It just says how much time do you want. So you put, let's just say you put in 2 hours. All of a sudden, $8 shows up. Well, you go, no, I didn't want to spend $8. If I'd have known it was $8 for 2 hours, I'd have parked somewhere else. But that's the way they've got those things rigged. And then if you're going to do coins, it's quarters only. And then you got to hit a button that says coins. And then it takes you there. And I'd love to be a salesman to these to Minneapolis and St. Paul. Because whoever comes into town and sells them some of these gadgets that they've been using over the years walks away with their pockets full and laugh. Just like when they were going to give tickets out in Minneapolis. And they were going to do it with their camera setup. And then they found out it was like unconstitutional or something. So, okay, a couple million, write that off. Let the people from the suburbs that come here pay for it. That's what we'll do. We'll just have the people from the suburbs make up that difference. So there's really no deficit to us. We feel no pain. But that's, I mean, that's the way they roll. And so all those deficiencies, they're set up. And as the caller mentioned, it's almost as if they're intentionally making it difficult on you. And you're not quite sure why. You're not quite sure how that helps them. You're not quite sure what that does to create a vibrant city. But what it does to me is it says, well, if I can go to a good restaurant here or I can go to a good restaurant in the suburbs, but I don't have to fight a parking meter, it's a pretty easy answer, you know, and I'm not going to get towed. And I don't even understand because I need a computer degree to figure out how to plug the meter. There are other ways that we can go about doing this. Twins take on Oakland tonight. Joe Vavra, former hitting coach for the Minnesota Twins, Detroit Tigers, will join us. And then we've got a gentleman. He's a college baseball pitcher, and he pitched his team to the NCAA tournament. You ready for this? He's in his seventh year of college baseball. His seventh year of college baseball. He's 25 years old. He'll explain how you end up in your seventh year of college baseball. On the other side. I was out at the Vikings today. It was a perfect temperature. Had a chance to visit with a lot of people. Get a lot of inside scoops that I'm not going to tell you about tonight. I'll save those for another time. But you got to get out. You got to see the people. You got to feel it. You got to do boots on the ground if you want to know what's going on in this town. Anything short of that, and you're just a guy on Twitter. And who the hell wants to be that guy? You better talk to the people that are making news, or don't bother using the airwaves. You know what I'm saying? So all that to look forward to in the next hour, taking up Twins baseball. Nice win for them last night. They put it together. Chris Archer was good enough for four innings. Griffin Jacks was good for a couple innings. Cano was pretty good. Tyler Duffy finished strong. You don't need to hit really well when you get that kind of pitching. And it was fun to see them kind of piece that together. And strategically, I believe that's what they're trying to do. Give me four or five innings only if you're a starter. You don't even have to get to five innings, qualify for the win. Get to four innings. And then turn it over to the bullpen and see if we can get something done. Now, last night that worked in part because, well, Oakland's not a very good hitting team. Joe Vavra, when we come back, stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.